This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is Youth Month, or the towards the tail end of Youth Month, and we'll be speaking to twin sisters who have, get this, created a digital X-ray glasses. They'll give us more as to how they've created these glasses and what they will, the benefit that these glasses will have for patients. So that conversation is coming up with the pair between now and 10:30. And then after 10:30, we are speaking about the Mother City documentary and the impact of spatial planning. And we speak to directors Mickey Heldenhaes and Pearlie Hubert. And we have the conversation with them about that very documentary. But let's get into this conversation now with Matlhogonolo Mphahlele, together with Masego Mphahlele. And they are the brains and the investors of digital X-ray glasses. Good evening to you both, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening.
So let me start then with Matlhogonolo, right? The work that you've done, how did you even think about having this particular glasses, these digital X-ray glasses?
Okay, thank you for having us today. So how we started with the project, it all started in 2019 when we were doing matric. Mm-hmm. So we were playing soccer and one of our teammates got injured and we had to accompany her to our local hospital. When we got there, we waited like long hours just for her to get an X-ray scan. So my twin sister and I had a chat that we should create something portable to use on the spot. And that's when we introduced the idea of digital X-ray glasses. And we are introduced to an innovation competition called ESCOM Expo at school. And we entered the competition, but unfortunately, we didn't win. And we still kept the idea until now.
So, Masego, what exactly do these glasses do?
Okay, so the glasses, they have a screen inside and a camera outside. So when you put on the glasses and scan your hand, you can actually see the structure of your bones on the screen inside the glasses. Mm. And all the data can be recorded and sent to your laptop or computer.
I love that. So it's like I'm getting my X-rays on the spot. Literally, if I feel that something is happening with my hand or my leg or my knee or whatever, I wear the glasses and I get my X-rays on the spot.
Yes. Yes, basically it's about that. And also the good thing is our product doesn't use radiation like the normal X-ray machines.
Mm-hmm. And how is that beneficial then?
Because it's more user-friendly and it's more safe for all patients, regardless that you're pregnant or, for example, if there's an accident somewhere, they can use our product on the spot to take X-ray scans so that when they get to the hospital, the doctor already knows what to deal with. And it doesn't matter if the patient is pregnant or the patient has a specific illness. So, yeah, it's more user-friendly than the traditional X-ray machines.
It really does sound, and it really will help, you know, with those long queues that we see at hospitals, especially in the X-ray department. I really wonder why it's always such long queues in the X-ray department. But hey, here we are with digital X-ray glasses that will assist in situations like that. I then wonder, Matlhogonolo, from, you know, the what you have created here and this invention that you have, are there other initial features that you plan to have within these glasses that you haven't implemented as yet?
Yes. So far, we are trying to develop a more safer or much easier software that we can use on the glasses. So it's still a working process now, and we are hoping like to finalize everything by the end of the year. And we are also launching our final product on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. Now, I mean, that's next week. That's amazing. And Masego, you know, I hear you say, and I hear your sister say as well, that, you know, this came from you watching your friend waiting in a long queue when they needed to get an x-ray after a sporting injury. But what did the two of you study? Or, you know, how did you guys get to this? And what would you have needed to study to have such an invention and to fully understand and make it actually work?
So in high school, we did math and science. So when we first came up with the idea, we just did research. We just went on Google and, you know, type what's radiation, what is x-rays, how can we manipulate the whole x-ray machines, about portable x-ray machines. So it was all about like our curiosity. We were curious. So it's not all about studying, doing math and science. We're just curious and we did the research.
And how are your parents feeling?
They're very proud.
I can imagine. I can definitely imagine it. So, you know, with what you're launching on the 4th of July, and we'll come to that, right, the plans that you have for the 4th of July, let's quickly just hop into Youth Month, right, because you guys are young people. You've now invented this digital x-ray glasses that can be used for patients, and it will be much quicker than having to wait in a queue. As we commemorate and wrap up Youth Month, Matlokhonolo, I'll start with you. What does the month mean for you as a young person, especially as a young inventor? And, you know, we see a lot of young people talking about there isn't employment. There's, you know, there's a high unemployment rate, of course, we know, also amongst young people. So for you to be an inventor, how do you feel about it, first of all? But also, how, you know, what does Youth Month mean for you as a young person in South Africa?
Okay, it means that young people are getting opportunities, and the future is going to be amazing. And we as youth, we are really like developing, and like when I mean developing, I mean also on the 4IR part. Mm-hmm. I think the youth of today are coming up with a lot of innovations. And we are yet still to improve South Africa in the space of innovation. And yeah, I'm excited to see what young people are about to come with in the future. So yeah, Youth Month really means that there are more opportunities that are yet to come. And the youth of today are still creating those opportunities, not only for ourselves, but for the next coming generation.
Mm. And also to add on that's one of the reasons why we created our company, which is called TeenX Innovation. So we want to inspire other young upcoming innovators to come into TeenX Innovation and explore their curiosity and, you know, explore the little ideas that they have, and just to create more jobs for the youth.
Absolutely, to definitely create more jobs for the youth. And Masego, now that you've added on to that, how do you foresee yourself and your sister being able to create those jobs for the young people?
So we're going to open a sort of like an innovation hub in townships and rural areas, and, you know, just to find the young creators, and, you know, so that they can teach, they can show how the next generation how to do things, how to program, coding, everything.
Matlokhonolo, you know, what did you guys then do after matric? What did you guys study?
So after matric, we went straight to aviation. We didn't study like science, technology, mm-hmm. anything that has to be in the tech space. We just went straight into aviation. But because we had this idea, we just taught ourselves with doing research, watching YouTube videos, and learning more about the new technology in the x-rays in the tech space, basically.
Mm-hmm. And from what you are learning, excuse me, about those new technologies, are you seeing that, you know, your invention is definitely going to be beneficial for South Africa?
Yes, definitely it is going to be beneficial. Seeing how everything is developing for nowadays from olden machines and everything, I'm definitely sure that it is going to benefit South Africa, and not only South Africa, but the whole world, basically. And when we went to Dubai last year and we told them about this innovation, like, they were so curious of how it works and how the market that side will accept this product. So I'm definitely sure that it is beneficial.
Masego, you know, Matlakhonolo says that it definitely will be beneficial to the country. Who have you approached? You know, she speaks about going to Dubai, but in South Africa, who have you approached to, you know, pitch this particular invention?
We've pitched to a lot of companies, like the CSIR, the Innovation Hub in Pretoria, and yeah, so a lot of them are very interested in the ideas, and we're still looking for sponsorship and and funding.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the kind of work that you are doing now and being able to have these particular glasses, do you have just the one pair at the moment?
At the moment, we have two prototypes. So the first prototype, we made it using welding glasses and Christmas lights. Like, it was on a low budget because we just wanted to illustrate our idea, how we want it to be like. And our second prototype, that's when we used different components, and yeah, it takes scans, but the scans are not here. And the one that we're launching on the 4th of July, it's more advanced than the second one. So yeah.
And we'll talk about that particular launch right on the 4th of July. So you ladies are making these yourselves, actually. You're actually also creating these glasses yourself, Masego?
Yes, we are, with the help from two guys from Timolokong.
You guys are amazing. It really is great what you guys are doing. Let's take a call from Sillo in Centurion. Hi, Sillo.
Hi, Sehota. Thanks for a great show. I want to ask the ladies, does the glasses, does it come with memory card, or does it actually have connections on the iOS or on the Samsung app in order for you to actually look at the actual picture? You know, usually when you do x-ray, you get pictures back that you can actually submit and say, this is what I saw. Mm-hmm. Does it have something like that?
To answer your question, so it works using a software, a specific software, and so after taking the scan, the scans will be recorded inside the glasses, and the scans you can send them using your email. So that's how you're gonna get the scans. So it's going to be sent by an email. There's a specific software that we're using.
Great, guys. I'm inspired. Keep doing what you're doing. Come with more innovations. We are looking forward to this one.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sillo. Sillo in Centurion. Very inspiring indeed. The two ladies, Matlakhonolo and Masego Mphahlele, they have invented digital x-ray glasses for quicker visits when you go to the hospital or wherever you need to go for an x-ray. You take these glasses and they are much more quicker. You don't have to wait in these super long queues to also get your results, you know. Let's speak then about the 4th of July, Matlakhonolo. You know, what is the plan for that launch?
Okay, the main reason for this launch is to look for funding, basically. So we will be having potential investors, potential funders and stakeholders from different companies. So we will be pitching to them our idea and demonstrating our new product to them so that they can help us with funding. So to continue with the commercialization process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the main thing for this event.
And Masego, where exactly is it going to be taking place?
Okay, so it's going to be in the Innovation Hub in Pretoria in Lynnwood.
Innovation Hub in Pretoria?
Yes.
All right. And if they'd like, if people would like to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
They can contact us on our website, which is www.twinxinnovation.co.za, and Instagram on twinxinnovation_.
Is that TwinX?
Yes, TwinXinnovation_. And on LinkedIn, we are TwinXinnovation.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. And all the best with the other things that you will be inventing. And we are watching your space.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Matlhogonolo and Masego Mphahlele. They are two young ladies, twins, sisters, that have created a digital X-ray glasses. And it will help patients to have quicker hospital visits. And you don't have to wait in those long queues. Very inspiring indeed.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.